Franklin election is scheduled for November 5, 2019. This election will provide the voters the choice for the 9-member town council, 7-member school committee, the town clerk, constables, and several other board or committee positions. The candidate ballot is set. Candidates are out and about talking with voters, answering questions, explaining their position or approach. Two recent meet-and-greet events gave us an opportunity to talk with those gathered about how we can get voters out to cast their ballot for this election. Here are the answers to the general question on how we can get voters out on November 5th. Town Councilor Glenn Jones.
It boils down to having more local social events with the community.
Right.
In order to give them the opportunity, like an event like this, to to actually meet all the candidates, not only meet the candidates, but get the opportunity to learn, like we had last week, how our government works. The forum that they had at the Black Box was a great introduction to what I think should be a regular series of events hosted by the local government in order to educate the populace how important local government is. So my opinion has been and will always continue to be that a well-educated populace will understand how important it is to get out and vote and do and get involved in local elections.
Right.
Because I think one of the biggest things that people don't really quite understand is how much of an effect we as local officials have on their lives. People tend to think that, well, I need to vote for the state because it's the state. People think to say, I need to vote for the president because it's the president, without really realizing that the local elections, voting for the town council in particular, we have a direct effect on their trash pickup, their ice and snow removal, as well as the roads, the infrastructure, the DPW, and all of the different things that they take that I wouldn't say they take for granted, but don't really think much about on any given day, and how much we have an effect on that. There is also the schools, which is obviously the school committee, and how much of an effect the school committee plays on their children's education and how the quality of their school system is, which ultimately has an effect both educationally and economically on the community. And going out and actually meeting people at these events and getting to know how your government worked is, if we continue it on with these types of sessions, hopefully people will get more involved.
Absolutely.
That's my number one thing, is get people involved and educate them on how important these things are.
Excellent.
So
good. Town Councilor Robert DeLarco.
Personally, I think we got to get the issues out more to the people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because I think people think it's the same old issues, I think we have to start earlier. Like, we didn't start that early. Now it's starting to heat up. And what do we got, 4 weeks to go?
Just about.
You know what I mean?
Six weeks.
So I think we have to get that out more.
Yep.
So if we get more issues out on, like, every issue in town, school, budget, you know. I mean, right now, the budget, Steve. You've been in every
meeting.
You know how it's going to be. But that's not out that much. It should be out more.
Sure.
Because it should bring out a lot more people.
Yeah.
I think that's how I think it should be.
If anything, with the other, between the school start and the stayer, those are other things that should draw some people out.
I mean, I think it's going to be a little bit more now because the school committee seems to,
especially with some turnover on the school committee.
Right.
There's only two potentially retaining.
Right.
So that's an opportunity.
We lost two on the town council, too.
Right, so you get some open doors.
So we got open doors there. I mean, there's only, 11 for 9 with us, but there's, 10?
Four new ones.
Yeah, it's going to be.
One retry.
Right.
But three new ones.
And you know how hard it is the first time you get in. I mean, especially on the council, you get in and you 2 weeks later, you get this budget, this big sitting in front of you, and you're like, what did I just do? No, you try your best, and you sit there and you learn, and you do whatever you can, But that's what I think. I really do. I think the issues have to come out more to get more people out.
Good.
And I think for us is to, and I'm doing it this time. I didn't do it last time, but I'm making sure I'm calling the people that I know that are going to come with me.
Right.
Get out and vote.
And then bring somebody else with you.
Right. Yeah, guys, this is a vote. Yeah. You know, to be honest with you, how many times people come to me and say, are you still on the council?
Yeah.
This is going to be my fifth term. You know what I mean? And you're like, you're still in town politics? Yeah, guys, you should be knowing that.
But unless something, as you've heard, unless something happens with a road or something happens with the snow or not being picked,
Right. Unless there's a big issue.
And you hit them in the pocketbook, then they'll be right there beating down our door, Steve. You know that? You know? But, yeah, so.
Town Councilor Matt Kelly.
I think you're really going to see some local voters get out this time. I think the school committee's decisions over the last 12 months has really sparked a lot of voters to come out. I mean, when you deal with people's education or their taxes, they get upset. Mm-hmm. And our voters are very upset. And they're going to come out and vote for the school committee that they want. You know, I think that's good for a town council, too. Mm-hmm. As somebody who served on both, I think I'm right now the only candidate that served on, or no, Mr.
Tom.
Mercer has as well.
Tom Mercer.
I'll correct myself. Mr. Mercer and I are the only two that have ever served on both the school committee and the town council.
Right.
I think it's important that a town councilor have past experience so they understand the items that are going on and the agendas that are going on in the school committee. So I think, to answer your question, come full circle kind of, is that the decision that the current school committee has made is going to push voters out. I think we're going to see a higher than normal election. However, I don't think we're going to see it as presidential type. There's nothing we can do about that. People feel that the town election is as important as the presidential one. It's the exact opposite.
Correct.
Your taxes that you pay in a town are spent locally, and that's more important. And we've got to educate the voter that they need to get out and vote in their town election because that's more important.
Yeah, because the big issue, and I think you've heard me say, but the 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%, if you follow the money, and clearly the money's at the 80%.
100%.
There's no money, respectfully, because you can't afford to do much advertising.
And exactly.
Not to the extent
well,
that they can.
You know, and you bring up a good point. So most of your money is spent here, right?
Yes.
And the American people today are mad because politicians are on the take, right?
Yeah.
But the reality is your local politicians are not... are subject to so many confinement and rules that it's very hard to be for them to be on the take. So, you know, when you talk about the Franklin Town Council, the Franklin School Committee, there is almost impossible with the ethics that we have to go through, with the constant screening from every state official board that looks at us, that we could ever do anything.
Right.
So if you're getting 80% of your tax dollars are being spent within the community, you really want to turn around and vote for your town officials because they're the most important people that can do something. There's no corruption going on with them.
No.
So.
There's certainly plenty of oversight if there was the hint of anything.
100%. The oversight is incredible. Now, let's go up to the state level. They don't have an ethics test. That's kind of shocking.
It's a little surprising that they were the ones who said everybody else needs to, but they don't.
Exactly. So here we are doing an ethics test every 2 years, and they get away with doing whatever they want. So without saying that the state committee, the state committees or the Senate or the reps are on the take, because I would never want anybody to assume that, we're not allowed to even be political as in party, which is really impressive for a town, for a town election. So I think it's important. So hopefully, to answer your question, a lot of people come out to vote because they understand it's important. And hopefully a lot of people come out to vote for Matt Kelly because they think it's important.
And thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Steve.
School committee candidate Joanna Lucier.
I honestly think it really depends on your age group and who you're trying to get out. I think for the younger kids, like in high school, who are eligible to vote, and like 18 to 24, they're always on social media.
Right.
Like whether you promote it through social media, and then the older generation, you got the senior center. I don't know what percentage of that population votes, so maybe you advertise at the senior center.
Yeah,
there are more.
Usually tends to be a high population of the seniors.
Yes, they are more like need something that tangible to touch, like flyers.
Right.
Hanging,
yep.
Signage, and then the working people, which is where I'm going to put myself. It was, I mean, I saw signage on the town common, actually, right, St. Mary's. I'm always at that street light, like, vote today. It's hard because we weren't as engaged in the local politics. I think when there's certain topics, like, or people that I know, I'm like, I'm going to go vote. Because I know how
for
this
specific
person,
topics.
Yes, yeah. I understand. So it's just, I think it's knowledge. Like, I read what you write. I see your post on All About Franklin. I follow your page. So I see it. The more I click on you, the more I see you. it's true. It's like the Facebook algorithm, right?
That's the Facebook algorithm. It is. Yeah.
So the more I click on All About Franklin, I see that. So.
Right. Yep.
It's tough. Like, I don't know. Like, I've been telling, since I'm running, I've been telling my neighbors about all my issues, all the parents at soccer games and football games.
Right.
So it's word of mouth at this point. Let's see how else we could actually do this. I've been doing mostly word of mouth. I haven't done any signage yet.
Mm-hmm.
My friends I've know don't vote either.
Right.
So maybe they'll go and support me and vote this time.
One of the alternatives that, and I was talking with the town clerk this morning, absentee ballot is an option. Mm-hmm. While we can't do the early voting like mm-hmm. we did with the last presidential,
mm-hmm.
absentee ballot, and especially for the working group, if anybody takes the train, they're technically out of town that day, you can do an absentee ballot and vote. And get the vote counted. And you don't have to be in the high school between 6 and 8 on November 5th.
Is it at nighttime? 6 in the morning?
6 in the morning to 8 p.m.
Yes.
At the high school.
Yep. Honestly, I don't think it's allowed. If we could vote online, you would have so much bigger turnout.
True. We're not there yet. It's
going
to take a while.
Is it a local thing, or is it like a federal mandated thing, a state thing?
I believe at this point, it's certainly a mass requirement that you have to have the ballot. You'll see, and I think you may have seen last time she had kind of the touchpad to find out which precinct and to check in at the precinct level.
Okay.
They're only allowed at the state level. They're still piloting it. They can only do that at the check-in.
Okay.
When you check out with the ballot, they're mm-hmm. still not allowed to do that there. They have to do the paper copy. So the state is moving slowly.
You would get a bigger turnout. I don't know if any state does online voting yet, though.
There are some that I'm aware of, but there are. And the more online, the more security risk
that's true.
You do have.
Yeah.
Because then you've got to confirm your identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have a nationwide identity online yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it can be done.
Can be hacked.
Yeah. And that's where that's the one thing at least I know, having also been working with the company that actually installed that motor voter system for Mass,
mm-hmm.
it's on a private network. Okay. It can't get hacked. Because it's not part of the internet per se.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's an interesting piece.
And you can only vote at the high school, right? One polling place?
Or absentee ballot.
Oh, absentee.
An absentee ballot, you can mail in a request
mm-hmm.
or do it online to request, or stop in the town clerk's office during any of the open hours.
Okay.
So at least you got some flexibility there. And that's one of the things that I'll be doing advertising out, try to do absentee ballot. Because seriously, anybody who's out of town, like if you take the train, you're out of town that day.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse to do that. So.
Yeah. It's tough. Honestly, it's like I can't go before work because we need to get my kids to school.
Right.
So I have to go after work and I bring my kids. But
you
like
don't
my
have
husband.
Much time to do that too.
Yeah, it's like with my husband, it's like he works even later, so he's not going before
mm-hmm.
and he's not going after. It's really
absentee ballot. It'll
be interesting to see like what percentage of people are like. Everyone works, but like that 9-to-5 grind in Boston is tough. I mean, that's why I chose Franklin, right? Because it's commuter rail. So,
absolutely.
Town Councilor Eamon McCarthy Earls.
Well, this is always a perennial challenge in Franklin.
It's the
curse of having an odd year election, being out of sync with the national and state elections. It tends to mean that there's a little less focus. I do think in some ways it has its positives in the sense that we're not competing with the attention paid to the presidential or gubernatorial elections and state senate and state rep and so forth. But I think really we just have to keep harping on the message of coming out and voting, talk as much about it as possible on Facebook, you know, bring it up, senior center, every community organization, as often as you can,
mm-hmm.
I think is the key, and hope for the best and hope that we can get somewhat more people to show up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I stopped by the office this morning to talk with Teresa, and the other thing I want to try and advertise more of is absentee ballot.
Yes, and a lot of people forget that there's the absentee ballots have had a early voting system in place forever, essentially.
Yes, effectively.
And no matter where you are, if you can make it on election day or not, perhaps you can't take the time off from work or you're getting home late, absentee ballots are a wonderful way to cast your vote in our local election.
Yeah.
And so I strongly encourage anyone considering voting but on the fence about whether they'll be able to make it on election day to pursue an absentee ballot, for sure.
School committee candidate Elise Stokes.
I was wondering about going to high school. Can we go to the high school and talk to the seniors? I didn't know if there was any kind of initiative around that.
The town clerk has been working with the social studies teachers to do voter enrollment voter awareness. Yep.
She's great. Teresa's great. Yeah. I think we should probably teach them when they're 10-year-olds how cool voting is. Well, and then every year, then it's sort of... Yeah.
Well, and some people get it, because I've been hearing and I see, too, you know, kids get taken along with the parents to go to vote.
Yeah, I always have to take my kids,
Right, right. So that
but then my son was, like, peeking in somebody's ballot.
Oh, yeah. Stay in this one.
But then they want the sticker.
Right.
I know, I was thinking of that,
Teresa's
actually.
Got a good thing this year. She's got stickers for future voters.
That's what I was going to say. She stole my idea.
Future voter stickers.
Awesome.
And
Saturday.
Saturday? She'll have them Saturday at the Harvest Festival.
Good. Yes. That's smart.
Let's get
I love
the word
that.
Out.
Right?
Yes.
That's really smart. I was thinking of doing it on Election Day.
Well,
she could do that, too.
She can do it, too.
Yeah.
She's got enough. She's not going to run out.
Awesome.
Yes.
Super. I wish I had the answer to that.
I thought
it was less. You said 20%. I heard it was like 11 or 12%. Well,
there are certain elections.
Oh.
I said, as a general rule...
You're trying to be optimistic.
No, as a general rule, if you look at all the town elections, it's about 20%.
Okay.
And it'll vary, 18, 24.
Yeah, yeah.
The special election when Bob DeLorco came in, it was like less than 400 voters. It was not even 1% on a special election.
Oh.
Yes.
Awful.
Terrible. It's the way it goes.
It's a problem, yeah. I know.
But if you look then at the 20%, 40%, 60% for state elections,
okay. So
governor,
okay.
80% for presidential.
80%? Okay.
It's 86, 88.
Yeah.
It'll
yeah.
vary, but it's in that 80% range, right? The dollars, the advertising dollars.
Yeah.
Unless you see the signs around, you don't know there's an election.
Right.
Because you're not getting bombarded with all the ads and ads.
Exactly. Unless you're on Facebook and everybody's in the right circles. You hear about it. Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
So.
I know. I wish I could change it.
Yeah.
Town Council Chair Tom Mercer.
Well, I think it's important for the community to get out. And one of the recent things that's happened, as you well know, Steve, we did a civics forum.
Correct.
Just last week that was well attended. And after going through that, I spoke with the town administrator and said, you know something? This is something we should be doing for the community to teach, help the community understand how town government works.
Absolutely.
And it's important for people to understand that and get them out to vote on November 5th because it's your one important thing that you can do is to vote for an individual or individuals that you'd like to see leading the community into the next year or years.
Right. Because you approve approximately $120 million budget. That's not small change.
Our job, exactly. You know, the council's job is obviously to set the budget, set the rules and regulations, and then it's up to the administration, meaning the town administrator, to administer those rules and regulations and bylaws. So this is an opportunity for the taxpayer to get out there and say, that's the person I want to lead. And it's your one opportunity to have a voice in how the government, how your local government works going into the future.
Right.
Town Council candidate, Mickey Whitmore.
Oh, man, getting more people to vote on a non-presidential election. It's tricky.
That's a trick.
You know, I think just sort of reminding people that if you don't vote, you know, you don't get the opportunity to really decide what's happening locally. So just sort of just making people aware of what's happening on Facebook. It's probably the best way to do that. Just educate people. But yeah, it's too bad that more people don't turn out for these elections.
Yeah.
town council candidate, Ted Cormier-Ledger.
If there was a way that we could make it fun somehow, and if there was a way, well, yeah, maybe more events like La Cantina make this a polling station.
Yeah.
But I also think, you know, politics is local, and politics, like anything else, is about people. So we, as the people running, need to encourage our friends and family and neighbors and business associates to come out that day. And we need to show them why it's important for you to have a voice. Like, I've posted on my Facebook page a number of times different statistics and different things like, well, if you don't come have a voice, then someone else has a voice for you, right? And that's mm-hmm. very true.
Sure.
So if you want to be, you want to be part of the solution, you got to come out and vote.
Right.
I don't care how you vote. I really don't.
Right.
Like, I'd love for you to vote for me. Right. Yeah. But you know, if
get
you
out and vote,
just get out and vote. Like, don't sit behind your mm-hmm. the comforts of your typewriter or your computer or whatever it is and just complain. Yeah.
Complain.
Like, come and be a part of the process. We're lucky to live in a part of the world where we have this. Like,
sure.
Don't take it for granted.
No.
Right?
No.
State Representative Jeff Roy.
Well, first of all, it's getting, you got to generate excitement, and mm-hmm. there has to be conversation out there. I think events like what's happening here tonight, mm-hmm. getting people talking, getting the word out on Facebook, getting the word out on Franklin Matters. You know, people have to understand, and it's amazing to me that they don't, that the local election is something that touches their lives closer than any other election will. And, you know, I love the fact that we have high turnout in the presidential elections, because there's a lot of excitement, a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. But we should have that same level on the local races, because those are the people who are fixing your roads, providing your schools, providing the everyday activities that people rely upon for government. So, you know, I always pitch that everywhere I go. You know, vote every time. I think it's important, but in particular, get out there in your local election.
Mm-hmm. Board of Health candidate Timothy Cochran.
In today's day and age, a lot of people, I think, especially young people,
mm-hmm.
feel one of two ways. One, that their vote doesn't matter. Or two, what they're voting about doesn't matter.
Right.
And that's a problem. Maybe what would be beneficial is holding events like this that are directed towards younger voters to remind them what the real civic duty is of going mm-hmm. out there and voting, that every vote does count, that there are things that matter, there are things that affect their everyday life. And I think just people have forgotten that. So having events like this, you know, public gatherings, public opportunities,
mm-hmm.
and publicizing those so that everyone gets the opportunity to know that they're happening, I think that's what'll get people at least remembering why it is that we go to the polls in the first
mm-hmm.
place.
Yeah.
And I hope that's what happens.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people rely on social media and the internet to try and get people going and get people out there, but sometimes that falls on deaf eyes and deaf ears because, you know, you get so many ads, so many pop-ups. But
sure.
Sometimes it's the person-to-person that really makes a difference. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully that's what works.
Hopefully. We talked to Deb Allegri earlier, and she said, well, the candidates need to get to their friends and neighbors and get them excited and get them out to vote. And I said, well, okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, she's not wrong. I'll tell you what.
Absolutely.
A lot of my time so far has been reminding people that there's even an election this year.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, with everything that's going to be going on next year, I think a lot of the local people and, you know, local towns.
Yeah, you're just thinking about next year.
Right. There's also focused on next year. And I don't blame them. It's, you know, it's everywhere all the time. But what better way than to say hey to your neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget November 5th.
Right.
You know, there's something that you can do that day.
Sure.
If you have 15, 20 minutes to kill, might as well go out there and make a difference.
Definitely.
School committee candidate David McNeil.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think organizations, of course, as yourself, that cover the news and cover the local issues in Franklin, I think that getting all the information out there is first and foremost extremely important. And then having access to that so that everyone can know when the voting dates are, know who's out there. And I think events such as this is absolutely wonderful for civic engagement, not only to be able to meet the candidates, but also to be more invested in who they are, who's running, and get more everyone's perspective on the issues. I think it's when you have that engagement is when people are more likely to come out and vote. And I think, in general, not only for the short term, in the long term, it comes to education in terms of civics education in the schools and engagement. And then, because studies show, political science studies show that, you know, the earlier people get to vote, the more of a habit they make it on. So I would also say engaging with young students, younger people, younger voters, first-time voters, then like letting them know and getting the words out there about municipal elections and getting engaged in the municipal level, not just at the national level, and getting into the habit of that civic engagement is so important. It's not just for the short term, but also playing the long game, because that's, mm-hmm. you know, with our democracy and getting that and becoming active citizens, it's so important.
True.
School committee candidate Judith Pfeffer.
At the last election, I think there was only around 4,000 people who came out to vote. Many people have said on Facebook that, oh, it was only the contestant, people running were uncontested, and there was no need to go out to vote because my vote doesn't count for anything. But everybody's vote counts. And right now, I think there's 11 people running for the 9 seats on the town council. There are 10 people running for 7 seats on the school committee. You know, there could be an upset. Could be an upset on both of those things, depending upon how many people mm-hmm. who are in get out and how many who aren't in get in.
Sure.
And it's a learning curve. The town has always had the belief that every 2 years you can throw everybody out and start brand new, and that they have their background in the administration office to do that. And I'm sure that some things are going to run as usual, but usually there's a camaraderie that's built up over a 2-year term, where people know how other people think or feel in certain push buttons, et cetera. So it's important that you go out to vote. If you want to get somebody in, go vote for them. If you don't want to get somebody in, vote for somebody else. But get out there and vote. It's the American way of doing things.
Excellent. Thank you.
Town council candidate Andrew Bisanti.
I think we have to get people concerned about the issues. You know, get them fired up. We all know the town of Franklin's really concerned about growth. My views have changed dramatically about growth, as you know. I think I've said it a few times on the social media. I'm not pandering to the audience. I really do feel strongly. I've spent the last 3 years talking to people. We have to do inclusionary affordability, inclusionary open space. I just can't watch this town keep building million-dollar houses that don't even pay for one student to get through the school system.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to keep them concerned and focused on the opioid crisis. Just keep them concerned. Keep them concerned and come out and want to deal with what's happening in this town. Keep them excited and keep them concerned about making a difference in Franklin. That's how you get them out there.
School committee candidate Timothy Keenan.
So it's a, I know it's a tricky question because a lot of people have to work. So I am a person who works a couple of jobs. I have 2 kids. And a lot of people either have to go before work or after work. And it's tricky because you're going to stand in line and everyone's cramped for time. So I would encourage people to figure out whatever way they could possibly do it, whether it be voting absentee, which I can understand is a big opportunity for people. It'd be great for people to understand how easy that could be to do the absentee ballot. I think a lot of people don't even know where to start to look for something like that. And if we could maybe educate people on that a little bit, we could get a lot of that hopefully done in advance.
Correct.
And then, you know, that would lighten the load on election day.
Mm-hmm.
So people wouldn't have to battle those lines. So I would say let's go for, you know, promote the idea of absentee ballot, get those going, and just encourage people that this vote is really, really important, because the decisions that are being made in these local elections in terms of who's getting elected are going to impact people's lives, whether it be with the school committee or the town council. And so kind of understanding who the candidates are and what they stand for and what they're looking to do. And then having the desire to get out there and vote. And, you know, when somebody votes and kind of gives them the privilege of being able to complain about the bad stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't vote, it's kind of hard to complain because, you know, you had an opportunity to vote people in or out. So sum up, I would say let's get the absentee ballot process understood a little bit better, get that going, and then try to just drive as many people as possible that don't do that to the polls on election day.
Thanks to La Cantina and Poor Richards for hosting these events and for all who took the time to come out. For additional information on the election, you can visit the Town of Franklin Town Clerk page. Absentee ballots are available. You can also visit the Franklin Matters Election Collection for information on the positions that are up for election and for the candidate information that is available. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? Overall, if you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark in the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy it.